This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States will send armored units into eastern Syria to help protect oil fields from a potential move by the Islamic State group. Speaking at a NATO summit in Brussels, Esper said Islamic State must never be allowed to threaten the Syrian oil fields.
The United States will maintain a reduced presence in Syria to deny ISIS access to oil revenue as we reposition for the next phase of the Defeat ISIS campaign.
The secretary's announcement came as President Trump tweeted that the U.S. mission in Syria is complete and American troops are coming home. Trump has ordered the withdrawal of nearly all U.S. forces from Syria. Meanwhile, Turkish-backed Syrian rebel forces entered the northeastern Syrian town of Ras al Ain on Friday. A rebel leader said his forces will demine the city, allowing civilians to return to the border town. Most of the residents have fled, many displaced at crossings like Selmaka, until they are eventually allowed into Iraqi Kurdistan. Turkish forces launched an offensive on northeastern Syria, including Ras al Ain, this month, after U.S. President Donald Trump announced his forces were withdrawing from the area. Meanwhile, Russian military police patrolled the strategic Syrian highway between the border towns of Qamishli and Tal Tamer on Friday, as 300 more military police and more than 20 armored vehicles arrived in Syria. The Russian reinforcement comes as part of an accord between Ankara and Moscow that has halted Turkey's military incursion into northeast Syria. U.S. stocks rose on Friday, with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.57%, the S&P added 0.41%, the Nasdaq gained 0.7%. This is VOA News. At least 42 people were killed in Iraq on Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opened fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said at least 30 people were killed by gunshots or tear gas canisters in the capital and four southern provinces. 12 people died in the southern city of Diwaniya alone. The bloodshed is the second major bout of violence this month. A series of clashes 2 weeks ago left 157 people dead and more than 6,000 wounded. An Indonesian report said Friday that the Lion Air jet crashed due to aircraft design flaws, among other factors. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
The investigation has found the flight that 1 year ago plunged into the Java Sea just 13 minutes after takeoff, killing 189 people, was dogged in a number of ways, including poor design, inadequate training, and maintenance problems. The final accident report says the pilots were never told how to quickly respond to malfunctions of the Boeing 737 MAX jet's automatic flight control system, known as MCAS. The report also says the aircraft had problems on its last four flights, including one the day before its fatal accident. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The late Congressman Elijah Cummings was remembered as a fierce champion at his funeral in Baltimore, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Speakers included people who considered Elijah Cummings a mentor. There were colleagues like Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who called him
the North Star of Congress, our guiding light.
Jennifer Cummings thanked her father for teaching her the dual power of her beauty and her brilliance.
We weren't just dad and daughter. We were confidants and friends, and Daddy, I will miss that the most.
Former President Bill Clinton recalled Cummings' talent for speaking and his booming voice. Former President Barack Obama says Cummings' parents passed on strength and grit, but also kindness and faith.
There's nothing weak about being honorable. You're not a sucker to have integrity and to treat others with respect.
Obama said that when the path ahead looked difficult, that's when Elijah Cummings' voice mattered most. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. government ended fiscal year 2019 with the largest budget deficit in 7 years, as gains in tax receipts were offset by higher spending and growing debt service payments. The U.S. budget deficit widened to more than $984 billion. That was 4.6% of the nation's gross domestic product. The previous fiscal year's deficit was $779 billion. The deficit reached a peak of $1.4 trillion in 2009 in the wake of the world economic crisis. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.